turn to First Epistle of John, chapter 3. Begin reading at verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Thus far. We've touched upon the wondrous thought of the divine affections, the Father's love, and the desire of his heart to have us to be like his Son. Nothing short of this does for his heart. The one who in all ages of eternity was his joy and his delight. To such an extent, if I can use that expression, that he says, I want many like him. And I want them already here in this world to recognize this wonderful fact. They really don't belong here. I've called them out of this world. They belong to heaven. They belong to another sphere. They belong to me. And I want to, in the meantime, while they're still here, I want to work in the life of each one of them. And you and I are in that company, as we have trusted in the Lord, of that company that he has in his hands, his loving hands, the Father's hands, to mold us, to form us, to care for us, to discipline us, to train us, all in view of the end of the road, the glory. When we recognize this, we understand the scripture in Romans 8 that's often quoted, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He had a purpose in mind when he called us. And then he goes on to tell us what happened in eternity past. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Can you understand that? I can't explain something like that, but I believe it. There wasn't even a created universe, a created world. But already in the thoughts of God, he had the desire to have more like his blessed Son, to share eternal glory with him in the Father's house. But now, let's just look at this passage that we've read. It's the disciple who refers to himself in the gospel whom Jesus loved. That's how he identifies himself. Well, I can say the same. I'm also a disciple whom Jesus loved. But he was obviously directed of the Spirit of God, who dwelt on the bosom of the Lord, who felt the heartbeat of the Lord, who knew what was there. And he could speak of these in such an affectionate way, and the Spirit of God uses him to pen these lines here and bring to our attention, behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Why are we called that? Because we are that. We are his children. Not we hope to be someday, but we are that right now. As you and I are in this room, we are God's children. He owns us as his. We're part of his family. You know, we like to sing that song, how good to be part of the family of God. And as we expressed in this beautiful hymn that I've enjoyed for many years, "And is it so, I shall be like thy son?" Is this, Father, what thou hast in mind for me? Is it possible? You marvel at God's thoughts. Then to recognize how unlike I was, how unsuited I was for his presence. He knew that better than I did. I've only learned that through the years, how unsuited I was and I am in myself. But then to think that he, in his wisdom, in his love, provided the means by which I could be made and formed into the likeness of his Son. What wondrous love and grace that he has bestowed. And this was not something that all happened by chance. God knew this, as he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Also before the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God was already appointed. God had him in reserve, as it were. And when the first man failed in his responsibility, then God introduced the man of his counsels. It's the one we've been speaking about today. The one whom he's going to have and has appointed to head up all things in heaven and on earth. And in him we've been blessed. And so he goes on to say, "Father has bestowed such love to us. We are his children. He's accepted us. He brought us into this family, born of God." And he says, "Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not." Who is it, the him now? You know, often in John's writings, we can hardly, only from the context, we can distinguish, is he speaking about the Father? Is he speaking about the Son? So he speaks of the Father's love. But then, the world knew him not. That's true of both. Knew not the Father. Because the Lord could say, "He that seeth me, seeth the Father." He was the perfect, full expression of the Father in this world. And so the world did not know him. World did not know him. The world does not know you and me in that wonderful relationship that you and I presently can enjoy. The greatest joy as we've had in our study will be when I shall see his face and he'll bring us into his presence. There'll be joy in heaven. Be joy in every heart. There'll be no discordant sound or note in that coming day there in the glory. The world knows nothing about this. Not the thing. And because they don't understand you and me. They don't understand a person that isn't going to be aggressive to try and make a go of it. That's all they understand. You know, move ahead. Get ahead in this life. We can't get ahead farther than we are. We're God's children. Heirs of God. Riches? An heir of God? Joint heirs with Christ? The unsearchable riches of Christ are given to us. Share all with him. What a treasure. What riches. What love. And who does not know us means here in that relationship in which we stand, because they did not recognize him who came to reveal the Father. But he says, "Beloved," you know, it's so nice how the apostle addresses us, "Beloved, beloved." And he knows that's what we are. We're beloved of God. You know, I ask a question. Have you ever felt and thought, and I don't have to say young people, because we all were young one time, "Nobody loves you"? Oh, I hear that often. "Nobody loves me." And you get all miserable. Why is it?